This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I love its tone. It's such a warm sound, but also raspy, and it imitates the human voice. It can be so melodic, and it's got such a wide range.
That's Elise Seifert talking about the bassoon. And this music was composed by Elise, one of her modern pieces featuring bassoon and electronics. Two lucky circumstances when Elise was a child played a part in her pursuit of her career in musical composition. The first was when she was 10 years old.
My sister and I won piano lessons as part of a silent auction at Gregory Elementary. And then I kept doing piano lessons through middle school. Started in middle school band playing flute, and was asked if anybody in the band wanted to play bassoon or oboe. And the band teacher told me that my hands were large enough to play bassoon, and I thought that sounded so cool.
That's how the bassoon came into her life. And at about the same time, the second lucky thing happened.
My sister and I got a free copy of Finale, which is a music notation software. And we used to write these impossible pieces, pieces that only the software could play, 64th notes or 128th notes. And it was all over the place. That was incredible to us that the computer could read the music and just spit it out right away. So we'd do that on road trips, or just instead of playing The Sims, we'd go and mess around on notation software. I was learning some music theory while playing piano, but the possibility of writing it down myself was started with some weird, impossible music that only a 12-year-old would write. Yep.
When did you write a piece that a human could actually play?
So I started taking proper music theory classes in high school, and I was playing jazz band, marching band, the concert wind band, every part of music in high school that I can be involved in, I was involved in. Some of my first pieces that I wrote down that people could play were arrangements of pop tunes for the high school marching band to play in the stands. So that's not original, but it sort of moved on from there. And then I was figuring out what ranges the instruments had and what was possible and what sounded melodic and that kind of thing.
Elise was also a classical music intern here at WHQR during high school. After graduation, she went to UNC Greensboro to study composition, and she got to use composition technology again.
The hardest thing that I learned in over the course of 4 years is that I can't sit at a computer and compose, even though I'm very good at doing that. I really like doing that. Some of my best composition comes from when I'm sitting in front of a piano, or when I'm humming in the shower, or playing guitar, or playing bassoon, having ideas outside of just the sitting in my desk chair, staring at a screen for several hours. It doesn't always work creatively, even though it's easy.
After studying music in North Carolina and Austria for over a dozen years, Elise is heading to Los Angeles to pursue a career in scoring films.
The plan is to leave Wilmington August 1-ish, heading out to California with a little bit of money and a dream, as all of the ballads talk about.
And when you hit the big time, are you going to come back and visit us?
Or just mention Wilmington when I get my Oscar?
We look forward to that. That's Elise Seifert, aspiring film composer. Find our extended conversation and more of her music at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.